Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday, the 30th of October. Hope you're all well. A quick one today. Just got some football mentions. A busy day before I head off to El Sacico. El Sacico. What is going on? The old sack race down at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Be honest, I don't think Spurs will sack Nuno. The fans will want him sacked, I'm 100% certain of that, and I think if they go behind today, it will get very toxic, but I don't think Levy will sack him, because I don't think they've got a plan of anybody they could bring in. Nobody wants to work under him, and they seem quite happy with the mediocrity and filling the stadium with NFL matches and things, so I don't think he'll get the boot, but I do think if, as I said yesterday, Ollie... Spurs somehow, and I can't see it, but if Spurs did somehow harvest a win with a, I don't know, in off Eric Dier's arse or a, I don't know, penalty, then I do think Ollie will, his days will be getting numbered. Apparently they're saying he's been given 3 games. I find that bizarre, that sort of, what, is that really the philosophy that's going to change things? Well, he beats Tottenham, beats somebody, I think they got City in that and gets a draw with City, that's good enough. That's not really the foundation to build a long-term career on, is it? But, yes, so there we go. I can't say I'm overly fussed about going, to be honest. I think Spurs are just a dire to watch. It's going to be boring as hell. Another 150 quid going out. 150 quid going out for a load of old shite. Right, what have we got? I've marked these, and I forgot how I've marked them. Right, home wins. I've got a couple of home wins. I've coloured them. See, I've given everything a different colour. And then I've forgotten what the colours are for. fucking useless. Been up a long time already. Right, home wins. Stoke in the Championship this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And Strasbourg tomorrow at 2 o'clock in French League One. Remember your clocks go tonight, people. Nobody getting up late. Remember your clocks fall back. See, autumn, fall back, you lose an hour, don't forget. So that's home wins, Stoke and Strasbourg. First half goals, so these you can play from the start or you want to drip in 20 minutes onwards. Newcastle in, obviously, the Premier League, that's 3 o'clock this afternoon. Metz versus Saint-Étienne, that's 4 o'clock this afternoon in France. Fiorentina versus Spezia, that's tomorrow 2 o'clock in Serie A, and that's it for those. So Fiorentina, Metz and Newcastle. Halloween tomorrow night. What a load of old bollocks Halloween is, by the way. I think I said this last year, probably said it the year before as well. Never got it. Complete and utter nonsense. Americanised bollocks. I don't put nothing out. Fuck off, fuck off. Get away from my house. Get out my house. Nonsense. I just don't get all that shit. Halloween, Mother's Day, Father's Day. It's all complete and utter. Just invented to create industries that generate money for other people. Complete and utter bollocks. And people say Christmas, same. Yeah, Christmas slightly different. All your family go. Like, I just like the get together at Christmas. I like nice food and the get together. I could do it any time, I guess. Right, what else have I got? Sheffield United, over 2.5. Over 2.5 at Sheffield United. That is this afternoon, 3 o'clock, Sheffield United, Blackpool. So that one, again, you may want to let it get the two, drip it in through the first 10 minutes and trade on goals. How I normally do it is if a goal goes in, I'll sit on it and let it get back to my entry price. If I haven't got a goal by then, I'll scratch. If the second goal goes in, then you're in a nice position. So that is Sheffield United at 3 o'clock this afternoon and Sevilla at 3:15. So home wins, Stoke and Strasbourg. First half goals, Metz, Fiorentina and Newcastle. And over 2.5, Sheffield United and Sevilla. I did put it in the ultimate email yesterday. Couple of things. Cricket wise, we're looking to go to a test match again next year. Going to have 7-8 tickets, so I'll let people know. We were looking at one at Edgbaston, but looks like they're moving it, so there. But we are going to have an FTS cricket match. FTS member, good friend of mine, Graham, he's chairman of a cricket club, loves his cricket, and I've told him we could give him a right good pasting. So July the 10th next year, it's down just the other side of Guildford in Surrey. Got a good team shaping up already. I'm the captain. Matt Stevens straight in as vice captain. He couldn't wait to get in. Got a couple of ringers coming in. Beautiful. So if you're interested in that, we're just obviously trying to gauge that we can actually get a team. It's one of those things where I don't want to say, let's reserve this cricket pitch for a day and get sorted. So I know it's well in advance, but if you are interested, let me know. July the 10th next year, other side of Guildford. It will be cricket in the afternoon and then beer and barbecue. Wives welcome, kids welcome. Just be a good bit of fun in the off season. And we obviously just need 11 players of any variety, as long as you've got a winning mentality. And we're going to go out and give them a right good stuffing. A right good, I just can see it. I'll buy a trophy, we'll put FTS team on it. It'll be like the Americans in the Ryder Cup. It will be an absolute slaughter. I've got a little bit of magic in these fingers, I'm telling you. A little bit of magic with the old, over it comes. What is it, googly or whatever it is, one of them, no problem. And just as for hitting the ball, you just flipping smash it out the park, don't you? You better get a lot of balls, Graham, if you're listening, because there'll be a few going out in that road, son. So love people to come along. If you've got an interest in cricket or just want a fun day, be a good bit of fun. So that is July the 10th. Again, just drop me an email if you're interested. We just need to get the date cemented and pitch booked, and I don't want to do all that and then we turn around and go, oh, actually we've only got four players. But with me, with Matt Stevens at the helm, he couldn't wait. Matt leapt straight in, loved it. He's laughing now because he had no intention of being vice captain. I just told him he is. And I will be back with you all on Monday. Have a lovely Saturday. Hope everything goes well for you betting wise. I got an absolute duffing yesterday. Today's another day. Up you go. You get up, you take it on the chin, you move forward. Arrivederci. See you. Speak to you all tomorrow. Monday.